we are continuing our budget coverage for the morning. We're going to be having a look at social services now. So what does Scott Morrison's budget mean for those who depend on government service? To find out, I'm joined on the line now by Cassandra Goldie, CEO of the Australian Council of Social Services. Cassandra, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yes, good morning.
So from your perspective, what did you think of the budget that came out last night?
Well, it isn't a budget that will help people on low incomes, and it's certainly not going to be a budget that guarantees essential services for the community as a whole. We think it's actually shameful that the government overnight did not finally lift the level of the New Start payment. It affects almost a million people struggling to get by on $39 per day. Overwhelming consensus that that was the top priority for expenditure, and the government not only ignored it, but they're continuing to want to cut away Social Security for people affected by abolishing the energy supplement, that $4 a week payment. So if you are living below the poverty line, and almost 3 million people are, and 750,000 children, this budget has completely ignored that part of the community and instead chosen to spend billions in personal income tax cuts, which over the period will benefit people on some of the highest incomes in the country. It wasn't the right priorities in our view. And we're very worried about what the tax cuts will mean for our ability to pay for essential services and what that'll mean. We don't have enough revenue. It'll be more out-of-pocket costs for individuals and households. Health, education, childcare, and unfortunately nothing in the budget either on housing affordability this year, and that problem has absolutely not gone away. So overall, our view is this is not a budget that is set the right priorities, and we're very concerned about that.
Yeah, and the New Start allowance has been a massive issue that's been floating around lately. The Deloitte Budget Monitor, I read, found that the allowance hasn't actually changed in over 25 years to keep up with the rising standard of living costs. So what do you think the impact of ignoring this will mean for people who are living on New Start?
Well, the daily reality for people is absolutely grim. Community organisations working on the ground, Food Bank, for example, alarmed about the number of people, the increase in people coming to need, you know, food relief. The estimate that, you know, one in five children are going without food on a level over the 12-month period. We certainly know that the basic income support is not enough if you're a single person and trying to rent in the private rental market. Just three properties affordable nationally, three out of 67,000 that were advertised. So this is grim on the social front. It's grim economically as well, because it means that people in that situation, obviously every dollar they get in their hand is being spent in the economy, but instead the government has given a priority to provide a tax cut for people on higher incomes, and with no confidence that necessarily what will happen, that won't even be noticed. For the economy, it would have been a good thing to support people into paid work. It would have been a good thing. And socially, it would be absolutely the minimum that was needed if you were a government wanting to say, we take the issue of poverty and disadvantage in the community seriously.
And so one of the other massive things to come out of the budget is the announcement of an additional 14,000 high-level home care support packages over the next 4 years. Why do you think that this was the angle the government went with, as opposed to giving more money to, say, aged care homes and hospitals?
Well, it's definitely a positive that the government has identified the need for more funding, $1.6 billion for home care packages. 14,000 of them, as you say, but what the government is not highlighting, many others are, is that the actual backlog is 100,000. So it does give us a sense of the big gaps we've got in essential services, and why if you were going to prioritise what you do with the improvement in the revenue, you would be doing personal income tax cuts, What we should be doing is ensuring that we are funding decent aged care, making sure that backlog of aged care packages is properly addressed over the, where is the 7-year plan to ensure that those home care packages are funded, the 100,000 missing in action? Where is the, the 7-year plan for reducing child poverty, ending child poverty? Why don't we have a Prime Minister that's talking about that today? I'm really heartened overnight, though. We've had many people who are on higher incomes who would benefit from this tax cut in the short term saying, don't give me the $10, lift Newstart and make sure we've got enough funding for essential services.
Yeah, I did see that hashtag floating around, keep my $10 on the Twitter feed last night.
Well, look, the Treasurer in his speech, he posed the question up front saying, people in the community asking, what's in the budget for me? Look, I think people mostly are saying, what's in the budget for us as a community? We've experienced the global financial crisis. We've experienced what it means to not have enough revenue to fund essential services with, major increases in out-of-pocket expenses for, going to the doctor, the costs of childcare, the costs, of housing, what's happened there. And so if you were serious in wanting to provide security for people over the long term to cover the basic costs of living, then you wouldn't be handing out tax cuts, personal income tax cuts like this, at the first sign of an improvement in revenue. Instead, you would be disciplined, you would be prioritising essential spending like the lift to Newstart and investing in the financing plan for essential services. We're very worried about the fragility in this budget and what the prediction that we'll see further horror budgets down the track, and pretty soon, if the tax plan, so-called, goes ahead, big tax cuts, don't forget the corporate tax cuts, and at a time when we are still one of the lowest tax countries in the OECD, and we clearly don't have the revenue base that we need for the services for the community to the future.
Well, just before I do let you go, Cassandra, migrants are another group that are going to be affected. Migrants are going to have to wait an extra year, so now 3 to 4 years to receive welfare benefits to ensure that migrants who come here for, in air quotes, economic reasons, know that they should, and again in quotes, as Morrison said, be well placed to support themselves. What's your take on this policy?
Well, this will be grim and brutal for newly arrived migrants affected. It is 4 years to not have the ability, if the circumstances require it, for you to get support. People are a part of a community. If we're going to have, which we should have, a decent migration program, then we need to ensure we've got the supports in place. We can afford to do this and to ensure that we've got a really positive story, which we should have, on migration. And understand the human price that'll be paid for this. We've got other brutal measures announced in the budget overnight. For example, the government is planning to extend robo-debt, the Centrelink automated system, which is has had really devastating effects for many people. $300 million the government wants to try and save through extending that. They haven't listened to the concerns from the community about what should be done there. And we've now got a proposal that you'll lose your income support if you've got outstanding fines associated, from the states and territories. And so we're going, why are we not understanding that for people on low incomes, these kinds of debts are really hard to deal with? You know it. You get a bill, you get a fine, they're big. You're struggling to get by, in some cases, on just $39 a day. We need a humane approach to debt collection, and many of the states and territories are understanding this. I don't know the background to this, but the ultimate effect will be brutal. Overnight, people were saying to me that what we will see is, sure as night follows day, is we will have people facing more homelessness as a result of that kind of measure.
Well, I know you've got a very busy day. Cassandra, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tess.
That was Cassandra Goldie, CEO of Australian Council of Social Services, speaking to us this morning about how the budget fares for Aussies who depend on government services.